Dear Cheap Astronomy, how unusual is the Earth? It's probably best to start by asking how unusual the solar system is. The many stellar systems out there with orbiting exoplanets are mostly nothing like the solar system. Many have gas giants in the range of Mercury's orbit, and the ones that have Earth-like planets are mostly red dwarf systems. But this is probably just selection bias. Exoplanets are right at the limits of our current detection systems. So the exoplanets we find around large stars are usually close-in gas giants, and the terrestrial planets we find are usually around small stars. Detection via the transit method mostly finds planets that are proportionally large compared to their star, and detection via the wobble method mostly finds planets that are either proportionally large and massive or otherwise are very close to their star. So while the exoplanets we've found so far have a preponderance of close-in gas giants and terrestrial planets around red dwarfs, that's just because these are easy planets to find. While we're yet to prove it, Earth may well be a common and unremarkable planet orbiting a common and unremarkable star. The chemical makeup of the solar system is composed of elements that are ubiquitous and found in similar proportions across the universe. Hydrogen and helium, arising from post-Big Bang nucleosynthesis, are still the dominant elements, but 13.8 billion years after the Big Bang, lots of other elements are now in abundance, notably carbon and oxygen, which are the next major products of stellar nucleosynthesis after helium. So there's nothing remotely unusual about a planet and a stellar system that contain lots of hydrogen, helium, oxygen, water, and carbon-based molecules, including CO2. Indeed, it would be unusual if this were not the case. Of course, in any stellar system, including ours, most of the hydrogen and helium is found in the overwhelming mass of the central star. Once nuclear fusion kicks off and that star generates outward radiation pressure, any nearby volatiles, like hydrogen and water, are pushed out past the frost line, where the water forms ice rocks alongside carbon dioxide ice rocks, which all aggregate and self-gravitate and so capture the surrounding hydrogen, thus forming gas giants. Within the frost line, the remaining volatile depleted materials aggregate to form smaller and rocky planets. The self-gravity of these rocky planets drives differentiation of their material composition, so they end up with an iron-nickel core surrounded by a molten mantle and a cool crust composed of mostly oxygenated silicon and carbonaceous minerals. So perhaps the only thing that is unusual about Earth is that it teems with life. Earth receives a lot of life-supporting energy in the form of stellar radiation, but that doesn't seem to have helped Venus and Mars. Perhaps we'll find floating microbes in Venus's cloud tops and fossils of past life on Mars, but clearly neither planet is teeming with life the way that Earth does. What sets Earth apart from planets like Mars and Venus is its substantial magnetic field. Without a magnetic field, the solar wind would have stripped Earth of most of its volatiles, notably its nitrogen atmosphere and all its water, leaving behind the heavier CO2, which is the primary component of Venus and Mars's atmospheres. Earth's magnetic field arises from it having a somewhat molten iron-nickel core and also a fast spin. The smaller Mars spins about as fast as Earth, but its core is cooled and gone solid. And while Venus still has a molten core, it has a very slow spin. So, in conclusion, there is nothing particularly unusual about the Earth, although it does have a particular set of conditions that allows it to teem with life. The early collision between the proto-Earth Mark I and the proto-planet Theia may have been key to all this, where Theia added more iron and nickel to Earth Mark II's core, and it also gave us an unusually large moon, remembering that Venus and Mercury have no moons at all, and Mars just has a couple of big rocks. So while Earth might be entirely ordinary as a planet, It does have an unusual moon, which may have contributed to Earth's habitability by helping to stabilize Earth's spin. And of course, our unusual moon also gives us a stepping stone into the cosmos.